Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders have agreed to a package of bills to combat heroin addiction and say they are still discussing other issues, including medical marijuana, as the legislative session draws to a close. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Cuomo calls the measures to curb the heroin abuse epidemic his top priority for the end of the 2014 session. He says the legislation will require that health insurance companies pay for more treatments.
So insurance companies, frankly, can't play games and decide who gets treatment and who doesn't get treatment.
The lobby group for health care plans is expressing concerns, though, that insurers may now have to pay for addiction-related treatments that are not deemed medically necessary. The package also includes stiffer penalties for distributing heroin and other opioids, and it comes after Cuomo has already added 100 state troopers to the Narcotics Enforcement Unit. While the state's policy on one illegal drug was decided, policy on using another illegal drug for medicinal purposes, medical marijuana, remains up in the air. Advocates for allowing the drug to be used to treat side effects from cancer and AIDS and for childhood seizure disorders demonstrated outside the press conference. They accuse Governor Cuomo of putting up roadblocks by raising objections to some of the bill's provisions in the final days of the session. Missy Miller lives with her 10-year-old son Oliver in Atlantic Beach, Long Island. Oliver suffers from a rare and severe seizure disorder, and Miller says multiple conventional drug treatments and even surgery are not working, and she says his health is failing. She says Oliver's doctors have recommended medical marijuana, but New York's laws forbid it.
They are holding us hostage. We have a medicine that can help so many people. It's like watching somebody drown and you're holding a life vest, but you say, sorry, you can't have that because you're in zip code 11509. It's unfathomable to me.
Holly Anderson with the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester says she's angry about what she says is foot dragging by Cuomo.
To have the governor not come to the table until 11:59 p.m. on the metaphorical clock, to come without legislative language, to be continuously talking about his concerns, never articulating quite what they would be.
But Governor Cuomo says he's not stalling. He says he has some legitimate concerns.
If the system doesn't work, you can have a public safety debacle if it doesn't work, right? We spend billions of dollars trying to fight drugs in society. Law enforcement, all sorts of, a whole infrastructure. We don't want to create inadvertently another pathway for marijuana to enter society.
The governor has sought to limit the types of diseases that would be eligible for medical marijuana and reduce the number of dispensaries. He's also raised objections to smokable forms of the drug. There are other outstanding issues, too, as the session draws to a close. Teachers and their allies have been seeking a moratorium on the effects of new Common Core testing on their annual evaluations. And the governor and lawmakers say they need to make some modifications to the state budget, but they aren't revealing details other than to say the bill involves some technical changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.